So it is, dear friends, that we continue with the energy of this day. We continue with the celebration of the time that allows the energies of Metatron to come to Earth finally. It was foretold, it was prophesied, that he would be here, that he would come, place his energy in Earth once again at the appropriate time. It was envisioned of this time of his return would also be the time that you had raised your consciousness, that you had gone on the long journey, and that it would be appropriate for him to be here. It will be a very fast-paced year, based on the changes that are taking place. It will be a scientific year, not just from a world standpoint, but for your, from your individual standpoint, a technical year in many respects. Understand that technology and science are all a response to consciousness. And when you find yourself now with new technical or scientific capabilities in your life, this is an acknowledgement that you have shifted, you have changed, and now the appropriate physics of spirit and of the universe can be now translated onto Earth in human form in your daily life. There is a tendency at times for those who are Shamba and those who do this work of divinity to shun technology like it was an encroachment on the energies of spirit. That spiritual energies, some of you think, are so pure they cannot be infringed on by technology. You will find in this year of 2002 that the balance on one hand is consciousness, spirituality, spiritual awareness, but it births also on the other side, it births the consciousness and the application of science and technology. Your science, in a humanity standpoint, is changing. There is work with what you call stem cell research and cloning. All ways of trying to increase the longevity of life, of heal the body. These are appropriate, for they change the human molecules and DNA to enable you to live not just one lifetime in the body, but multiple lifetimes in the body. Science and technology is catching up. Metatron is the one who comes in to directly influence this now in your life. He is the one, he is the consciousness that takes raw energy, universal energy, and works with you to reinterpolate the physics and the energies, even the math, and the wavelengths behind it, and to help bring it in to the human level at the appropriate energy balance. It is a grand celebration that Metatron can come to Earth now, never before possible, other than in the early days before Earth was truly matter. But now that it is developed and mature and ready to go to the next level, because of the work you've done, this energy comes in. That is why we are celebrating today. Celebrating your work, celebrating a grand shift that takes place. We will speak more and we will be inviting Metatron back during our times together this coming calendar year of yours. We will go into some of the physics of divine energy. We will get technical with you of how this works and how you can apply it, how you can create what yesterday you thought was a miracle, but today you will accept as natural and as real. With that, we would be delighted here to attempt to answer your wise questions.
Dear Tobias, what can you tell me about sacred geometry and how the geometrical forms that I have been creating are related to light work, healing tools, etc.?
This is such an appropriate question, for you can say that the energy of Metatron is the guardian and the guidance of sacred geometry. There are several points to make here. Some of your current understandings of sacred geometry that is written in the books and that is available on your internet is so far off. We do not quite understand where these came from. There are depictions of the Metatron energy that even are on your printed pages that do no justice at all, do not look like Metatron. There is a reason for this. The sacred geometries that have been created were created with an old energy understanding. Things have changed quite a bit now. We will speak more of sacred geometry in the future that Metatron is telling us about here, specifically in our next lesson next month. But for now, to understand that if you pull in the basic star-shaped with the curved lines between the points and the circle in the center that connects all the inner arcs, and you begin using that as the prime basis for your particular work in sacred geometry, and then you combine that with the seven sensory points of your human level, you will understand once you start to draw this out. You will come to a new understanding of sacred geometries. As you already know, sacred geometry is about taking raw energy, beginning to define it, which would be the imagination, and then to bend it or re-divert the focus of it in different ways. We do not call it sacred geometry here. It is more of a, how to say, we call it, it is a form of Celebes, which is more of a universal energy. But we understand it quite well. Now, your challenge is to take the bending and arcings and formations of raw energy depicted through lines which become complex mathematical formations and understand how to use that on Earth, how to use it to add to the leg of the star that is represented, that represents focus. As we said, this is also called the power point or the power aspect. And to understand how to use the sacred geometry to, again, increase the power levels of this. Now, we chuckle here because there is much technical energy coming through here as we speak, and we are challenging Kaorindra even when we are talking to you, and he will need to get better this year at translating and channeling technical information, as you all will, because it will increase. There are wavelengths that are coming in. There are wave forms that are coming in that will be important for all of you to be able to better understand these. Take out that mental block that you have in your brain thing that bars you from understanding technical things. So many of you have been working in the, what you would call the right brain mode, and now maintain and bring in that balance of the two on one side and the two on the other in this year. Anyway, we thank you for your question. We will continue to speak of sacred geometry, but use this representation of the star that we talked about as the basis for your new work in sacred geometry.
Tobias, I was told by Archangel Michael that I am a carrier of the Metatron energy. Please tell me more of my role here with energy. Thank you.
In a sense, you're all carriers of the Metatron energy. There are some that, how to say, have a closer affinity, a deeper compassion for it, because you have been working on the etheric levels at the particular in your dream states. For the one who asked this question, you understand how you teach classes here on our side about earth energy, so we can understand. You are technically oriented, but you have that barrier that we talked about. It is time to lift that. Forget the fact that you don't have a degree in this area. It has nothing to do with it. You work closely with these highly complex universal mathematics and physics. Your challenge for you is to bring this into your earth level. Your self-doubt will try to stop you this year, but bring it in at this level and begin applying it. Meld the human senses with these divine senses, all in the language of Ah, and you will see how easy it is to understand concepts that you have struggled with before. Indeed, you are one that is very close to the Metatron energy, and you will find this will be an exceptional year for you. You will burst forward with new understandings. Now, it is important, though, to also bring those understandings that you have down to a level so those who you talk with don't get lost. You will see in their eyes if they begin to leave because they do not understand you. Do not talk so lofty and etheric. Use the language of Ah in all levels, but particularly at the compassion point, to understand where they are so you can better understand how to speak to them. And we thank you for this delightful question.
Tobias, you have not spoken recently of world events such as the expansion of the U.S. hunt for terrorists beyond Afghanistan. Am I to pursue my spiritual growth and just ignore those events?
Indeed. Your spiritual growth shapes and changes those events. Your mind and your duality only make them worse. As you pursue this new awakening within you, it has so much power that, yes, even a single person's enlightenment can stop a war. Imagine what you can do as a group. Imagine what you can do when you put your consciousness together. Dear friends, after your September 11th, the world did not fall apart because you had changed your consciousness. There was a group that had gotten out of duality, that had stood behind the short wall. Difficult as it was during those times, you stood behind the short wall. You brought in divine will rather than polarity will. And you helped to influence. You helped to make this a much more peaceful and smooth transition. Indeed, there were events that were difficult to understand or embrace at the time, but look, in these few short months, what a change has occurred in the world. It was not the end of the world in terms you would have thought. It was not major war and conflict. We are not so much into predictions of world events, but from what we can see from our vantage point, we see there will be much worldwide good that comes here in the next several months, understandings related directly to these events of your 9-1-1. There will be much good. But as we said, this will be a year of swings. You will see in one moment in your Mideast, you will see peace. And the next moment, you will see terrible bombings. There is the potential for your Mideast to end up in a major, major clash this year. There's an attempt to find resolutions to old energies. And it is up to those involved and also all of you, whether that is done in anger and war, or whether it is done in release and compassion. The events of the world, by the way, change as fast as your consciousness changes. That is why it is difficult for us, for Metatron, for any psychic, any channeler on Earth to predict what is going to happen. We know, looking at the predictions, there are far fewer that are met than not. In other words, we hear all of these predictions being made by ones who claim certain understandings in these areas. Their percentages are so very low on realization and actually happening, dear friends, you would have more luck working with a bad slot machine. Once in a while, somebody hits on it, but from an odd standpoint, it is very, very seldom. And then all the attention is focused on that one prediction out of 100 that they got right, and they publicize it and claim to know all. Dear friends, even we would not play that game here of making so many predictions. Things change as fast as your consciousness changes. Thank you for this wonderful question.
Tobias, can you see the war on terrorism manifesting in bombing in other countries?
In this year of 2002, there will be great swings. In those great swings, indeed, there could be many outbreaks. There could be much anger. Anger, in a sense, is a way of releasing old energy. So there could be these things. When they happen, Chambra, stand behind the short wall. Stand behind the short wall, even in situations with the Jews and the Palestinians. There is not one that is right and one that is wrong. There is not one side that is God's chosen side. It does not work that way. Stand behind the short wall and you will see energies there, particularly when you use the language of awe that you have never seen before. Even with your terrorist situation, when there is a tendency for many who reside in your United States to be somewhat righteous, understand, even then there was not a right or a wrong. There was just old that needed releasing. There was a snake in the road. You will see much of this year, much of that this year. The only prediction we will make is that it will be a year of great swings. Watch your stock market. If you play your stock market, be ready for a real ride. It will go up and down. And that is all appropriate. We will make small observation. We won't call it a prediction. Towards the end of your year, in the waning months of this year, you will see conflicts heighten. This will be because the final grid work will be near completion, and there will be energies and forces and people that do not so much like this. There will be what some will call a, how do you say, some funny words, a reappearance of Satan. And that will come in different forms, but some will say Satan has come back. And in a sense, they will be right. Not the one that you think of with horns and a pitchfork, but the energies of old, the energies of dark, they do not so much like the changes, but in a sense, they are helping to fuel the changes. They will pop up in the waning months of this year for one last stand. Thank you for this question.
Tobias, thank you for being here. What part do you and others on that side of the veil play in our expression?
That is a very good question. And again, we will get, Metatron says we will get more into that in these next few lessons where we define some of the physics. But how do we help you with expression? When you go through the process now of integrating your divine sensitivities with your human, in other words, you bring these to earth, when you are ready for expression, when you have imagined and you have built in compassion, which, by the way, adds a fuel of its own to your creations, and you have focused on the reality that you are in, you're ready for expression. We cannot do it for you, but there are energies that can be brought in to assist. We cannot lift your hand for you. You have to do that. But when you do lift that hand and you do begin the work, you will feel an energy of not only support and love, but, how to say, somewhat technical here, we can help you to create new energy for yourself that was not available before. In a sense, taking a limited and defined amount of energy and expanding it and creating more than was there in the first place. It is a type of energy birthing that we surround you and help you with, but you ultimately bring it into expression. There is much that we can do to assist. As we have said, we cannot do it for you, but once you begin moving this energies, then we can come in and play a very important part. Excellent and wonderfully technical question.
When I'm awakened at 4:44 a.m., I feel a pulsing vibration throughout my cellular body. Can you comment on this, please?
It is two things. It is that your DNA and even levels below your DNA have been worked on, so you are very, very sensitive at that point. Your whole body is at a heightened sensitivity level. It is a good thing that you wake up at 4:44 when the energies around you will not affect you nearly as deeply as other times. Now, what you are sensing, and these questions are all so funny today, what you are sensing again is something that we and Metatron will speak of in the next few lessons that we deliver here. There is a, how do you say, human words sometimes limiting, but there is a universal pulse. It is a cycle, in a sense, of energies, but somewhat different than what you may be used to. There is a high end of this cycle or frequency, and there is a low end. You are feeling this pulse, this universal pulse. It is a type of spiritual energy, but one that can be brought to earth. It has a high point and a low point to it. Now, we will speak much of this in the future, of how these highs and lows work in tandem with each other, and how you can take advantage of the high point and for your expression, but how in a low point not to get yourself bogged down, but to understand it is like a propellant. That low will help soar you to new heights. So when you are in the low portion of this energy cycle, of this wavelength, so to speak, to use that to propel you. But in short answer to your question, you are simply feeling this universal energy come through you. Thank you for this.
Last question. Dear Tobias, thank you for a beautiful channel. Is there any reason behind the specific locations of each of the divine senses on the star that you described? And is there any reason behind why you introduced them in a counterclockwise direction? Thank you.
There is a reason for the particular placement on this star because it corresponds to an energy center that is located near that portion of your physical body, for instance, compassion being your foot. Again, if you want to really activate the language of Ah through that divine sense of compassion, it is to imagine your foot. It is to focus an energy there. This will help to activate that compassion point. Again, it is not in your foot, but it is associated in that area. It is, how to say, no one of these aspects that we brought in today needs to go in a particular order or sequence. They can go in any. That is why there is a circle at the inside of this star shape, because it allows the instant connection from one aspect to the other. Now we're getting into much detail here, but in this arc that goes from imagination to compassion, it connects those two points. There is yet another energy that is embedded in there. It is the, how do we say, the meld or the summation of imagination and compassion put together. It creates yet a new energy that we will speak of here more in the future. There are power points within each of those arcs, is what we are saying. Yet, you do not need to go around the star in a particular order. We went that way today for simplicity and understanding, but there is yet another arc that goes from the point of imagination on the star, what we would call the left hand, that goes over and connects with focus. And within that arc is a particular energy attribute that can be accessed. But we're getting quite ahead of ourselves here. These are, as we say, we are revealing so much to you about the lessons that we will be going into in this next phase. We will get into some very specific ways of accessing and melding and unifying the various energies. But don't get too far ahead of us. We will need something to talk to you about. This is all information, dear friends, that you already know. We are just bringing it out forward. We see you racing far ahead, and this is wonderful. This is wonderful. There is no particular, how do you say, order that you have to go in. You will find that you can take awareness and meld it with compassion and come up with a delicious new recipe. We use the example today of Nancy cooking this food because we will be talking about new recipes of energy. We will be talking about ways of combining all the ingredients that are here in these PowerPoints and melding new types of balances to create new types of things. So, we end this discussion by asking you to do one simple thing for us. Do not get too far ahead. Spend the next month of your time activating those divine senses on your human level. They've not been able to do that before. That is, again, is why Metatron is here. Work on and acknowledge the divine sense of awareness. But now, an awareness of I am. I am human. I am spirit. I am one. I am all. Activate the sense of expression. But now, bring the expression, bring it into your everyday life. Don't allow that barrier to be there that stops the energy from fulfilling in your daily life. Spend the next 30 days now acknowledging and allowing these divine senses to come into your human reality, to meld with the 7 human senses, and then you will have a complete understanding of the language of Ah. You will have a complete understanding of a new type of sacred physics, geometry, and math. Don't get too far ahead here, because we want to make sure each one of these centers is appropriately opened and grounded in your everyday life. This is a year of celebration, a year of love and honor for all you have done, and a year of many swings that we have talked of before, of many changes. We will continue on this path with you, exploring, trying out these new things, opening up parts of you that have been dormant or unavailable for so long. And we ask one other favor here. Metatron asks us to bring this forth. From time to time, dear friends, applaud the work that is being done by the entourage of Kryon in making these consciousness changes and making the grid changes. But they have been working long and hard and very, very fast in response to your consciousness. But thank them for this work that they have brought forth. Applaud them for this work, because when you do, in a sense, you're also applauding yourself for the very work and the very changes you have made. We love you dearly, and we'll be getting very technical here with you in these 30 days or so between our meetings. We will be visiting you with a different type of energy. And not always at night anymore. You will find now there will be, how to say, somewhat of a wonderful infiltration of these energies into your daily life when we come in to visit with you. So when you see that bright gleam, that bright flash of light that comes in off of the corner of your eye and is like a sparkle that is brilliant and it appears out of nowhere, remember that Metatron and all the others are there, that you are never alone. And so it is.